Ever wonder what your boss thinks of you? Want to know what bosses really look for in job interviews? Colleen Kettenhofen is an international leadership expert and author who has lots of secrets all employees need to know, especially in this highly competitive job market. Colleen is the author of the brand new book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. She joins us live to let the cat out of the bag when it comes to some of those secrets. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us today. What prompted you to write the book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You?
I think one thing that prompted me is over the years when I've been conducting speaking engagements or doing corporate training, managers would start to tell me over and over what their biggest pet peeves were, or we would talk about interviewing techniques, and I would say, well, what are some of the things that you look for? And then when the economy, you know, when we fell on tough times, I thought, you know, there's so much that they have told me that I think employees and applicants really could benefit from.
Yeah. You know, people, there really are two different sides to the coin, aren't there? There's the employer's viewpoint and the employees, and sometimes they're not even remotely close, are they?
No, it's amazing how some of the things that would seem to be common knowledge maybe don't employees or applicants may not realize can actually be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
So, Colleen, you mentioned they discuss some of their pet peeves. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure, absolutely. I would say probably one that's near the top of the list. I mean, certainly attendance, no surprise here. Mm-hmm. Bosses figure if you're not at work, why should they pay you and have you there, plus the impact it's having on the morale of the other workers. And one thing I'll say real quickly about attendance, I actually have heard a few managers in my speaking engagements tell me that they've had employees who have called in sick, and then later that day they will post on social media sites pictures of themselves on the beach saying, oh, I called in sick today, but I wasn't really sick. Here I am at the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're friends with their boss and coworkers on these social media sites,
and
everybody sees that. So it's amazing how many times I've heard that. I would say probably number two and three, and you could almost put these two together, a big pet peeve, not having respect for other employees, not having respect for the boss, challenging authority, being rude to customers. The key phrase that I hear is not being a team player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that, number three, and this is probably tied with number two, is the high drama employee, the person where every day there's a trauma of the day or they're negative with no solutions.
Oh, boy. You're ringing so many bells. I mean, those of us who've been working for all these years can say an amen to everything you're saying. You know, what's interesting to me, Colleen, is you talked about the morale and how and the team aspect of things. It really does weigh on people who feel like they're giving 100%, and then they look around, they see their coworkers not, you know, they seem to be slacking off. And that, as an employer, how do you deal with that?
You know, one thing that I always say to managers, because what I find is a lot of managers and supervisors get promoted to leadership positions or management positions based on their hard skills or their technical skills. But a lot of times, once they become managers, many of the skills that got them promoted are not the skills they're using in managing people.
Yeah.
So for a lot of them, it's just they're afraid of how to approach the employee. They know there may be conflict and confrontation. And so finally, the situation usually gets so bad that, you know, now they almost want to fire them.
Yeah.
And so typically what I say to them is, look, when you've got this really negative person or the drama king or queen, you know, this person's becoming like a cancer that spreads.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell managers in my speaking engagements is, if you don't do something about this now, not only is this affecting the morale and the productivity of the other employees, but then it starts to become more a reflection on the manager than on the difficult employee.
Exactly.
So,
Wow. There's a lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover. I wish we had more time, but we're up against the clock. Where can we get your book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You?
You know, it is going to be coming out in February, early February. In the meantime, I have a series of audio programs, not just for employees who are dealing with difficult people at work, but also for managers wanting to better handle the situation. And the website is bouncebackhire.com.
All right, bouncebackhire.com. Colleen Kettenhofen, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Teresa and Jeff, for having me.
Thanks,
we look forward to talking to you again soon, Colleen. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.